you are definitely in for a treat today, because you'll be seeing things perhaps you've never seen or experienced before, especially the young people. Because the study of folk life deals with traditions. So as you walk around these beautiful grounds today, keep all of your senses open. Look, touch, smell, and taste. Because you're dealing with some of the richness and diversity that this beautiful state has to offer. There are over 60 ethnic groups just in the state of Florida. And as you look around you, you'll see peoples of different colors, different ages, different ways of dress, some speaking different languages. And all of these differences help create a richness and diversity that makes Florida unique. So for today, if you're remaining just for today, please walk around, ask questions, touch when you're allowed to touch things, and just enjoy. The main thing is be happy. Can you all repeat that? Be happy. Thank you. On behalf of the Secretary of State, George Firestone, I welcome you to the 30th Annual Florida Folk Festival. And now, a person that really needs no introduction. She is a tradition within her own right, the Grand Lady of the Florida Folk Festival, Cousin Thelma Bolton.
Good morning. Oh, you look pretty en passe out there. I want to tell you young people that we are proud of the fact that we now have third generation folk taking part in the traditional fairs of the wonderful Florida Folk Festival. For instance, our local school, White Springs Elementary, has always taken part. And I know that some of these little fellows who are going to wind the maypole for us have mothers or fathers or grandmas, or who knows, maybe a grandpa, who has wound the may tree for us in the past. So now, without ado, let's welcome the winding of the maypole by South Hamilton Elementary School, boys and girls. And their teacher leader is Virginia Daniel. beautiful. Let's give them a hand. Big hand. And we'll see them again after we have some vittles at noon. So don't forget that. Now, if this were the first day of May, and all of you out there who are troubled with freckles, well, I have a sure cure for them. So you remember this for next May Day. If you all have freckles, all in the world you have to do is get up before sunrise while the dew is still on the grass and the roses, and go out and wash your face in the morning dew, and it'll take off your freckles. Now, I don't really know why anybody would want to take off freckles, because you know they are really angel kisses. And that's why they've been bestowed on you. And mostly they are bestowed on red-headed folks. My hair, believe it or not, was once red. And oh, I thought to be red-headed and freckle-faced was too much for one child to have to bear. But one time I was lamenting that in a class that I was teaching, and a little boy on the front row said, "Well, I don't see that it makes any difference. You're just a school teacher." Well, it's been a wonderful thing to be a school teacher, because you make friends that last all your life long. I don't know what in the world they're getting ready to do here to you. What does that look like to you? Looks to me like it might be. Well, I just don't know. It could be those shoestring puppet theater people who always come around here about this time of year and incidentally have been part of the Florida Folk Festival. Well, not 30 years. They're not old enough for that. But how many years, you guess? 74. Well, that's pretty good. That's 8 years. I'd like to see the hands of people in this audience who have never missed a folk festival. There's Miss Shiva right over there. See, let's give her a hand. She never missed one. Well, shoot, I've never missed one either. Never, never, never. Just beautiful. There are a lot of interesting things going on. I want to show you this perfectly. Let me see how many programs have been bought. When I buy one, in the first place, we need the money. And in the second place, the cover is an original by none other than our prince of storytellers, Frog Smith, who has gained fame as a primitive artist. And his paintings there are exhibited in the museum this time. This is the first time we've ever got him to bring some up. He sells them so fast. You know what he does? He paints his memories, things that he remembers from the past, old steam engines, old sawmills. I don't know whether, he's painted lots of frogs. That's how come he's called Frog Smith. And if you haven't heard Frog, you've missed a lot of fun. But that's the first reason you have to buy the program. And the next reason is it's full of information. Tells you where everything's going on. This amphitheater. How many of you remember the old marble stage down by the South Gate? Now, you know, well, see, golly, we've got a bunch of ignoramuses here this morning. My goodness life. Well, anyway, we'll have a little shuttle bus for all you weak and faint old folks now, not you young people. I don't want to see a one of you hitching a ride on that bus. I want you to save all the seats for the old folks to get down to the food shelter, because that's where all the vittles are. If you have a hankering for a ham biscuit or a sausage biscuit or breakfast all day long, or Hoppin' John, in case you don't know what Hoppin' John is, that's peas and rice and everything nice, and chicken and dumplings, and I think some fried chicken and some collard greens and crackling cornbread. You go down there and look them over. Spaghetti, pizza, something new this year. The ice cream churn broke down, but, well, just hold your horses. Chocolate-covered frozen bananas. Now, where but here could you go to get that savory thing? So remember this. Down at the food shelter and program going on down there on the old marble stage in the Azalea Gardens, music workshops. Let's see. Well, in the museum, just as I told you, painting and sculpture exhibit, in the auditorium, videotape programs going on, so when you get hot and want to sit down and cool off, the auditorium incidentally is right up there. And incidentally, the restrooms are on the front of the auditorium. They are off the porches, gents and ladies. So you need your program. See, we put it in here like this to consult for all these things, and some beautiful pictures of what it's all about. You need to know that we are featuring this time Seminole Indian lore, circus lore, carnival lore. Did you know that we have some great traditional carnival people who live in the, well, Hillsborough County? Who knows where Lutz is? Well, gosh, see, I tell you, I'm just full of information. Lutz is, it nudges Tampa. And there you'll find lots of retirees, carnivals, retirees, that is. So in the folk life area, you want to go and visit with all these people, because they have special things to show you and special things to tell you. And you look right up the hill there, and you see our craftspeople. Now, Mary Belan is in charge up there, and she told me that there's a wonderful basket maker up there who's in his 80s. And you need to go up there and see his baskets and buy him out. See what else there is for sale. I asked if there were any toys. You know, I collect homemade, handmade play pretties, because in the old days, a child was really lucky to get one toy for Christmas. And like as not, old Santa Claus's helper in the form of the old maid aunt or the bachelor uncle or grandma or grandpa might have made that toy. And in his stocking, he'd get an apple and an orange, a banana maybe if the banana boat had come in, some raisins, a few nuts. That's what he got. The girls would get a rag doll or a corn shuck doll. The boy might get a pop gun or a slingshot or a homemade whistle, or a gee-haw whimmy diddle, or he might, let me see what else, he might get a top, a homemade top, or he might get a Jack Limber legs. All these things. I hope they are all being exhibited and shared up there in the craft area. Puzzles, homemade puzzles were for sale. You ready? See, I've been chewing the fat while they were getting ready. You knew that's what I was doing. Well, we're ready. And so I would like to welcome the Shoestring Puppet Theater from Jacksonville. Who in the world is that? Lovely. Oh, hello there. Hello. Ooh. With no more ado, I'll turn it over to Mildred. That's not Mildred. That's not her name, is it? What in the world is her name? Guess what her name is? Well, Cousin Thelma, you hurry up and introduce Mildred, will you? Okay, I'll turn it over to you now.
Good morning, boys and girls. Mildred's done something real special. She's worked up her own puppet show just for you folks. Now, Mildred, for those of you that don't know, is a little red-haired girl, and who doesn't know a Mildred? So she's worked real hard, and she's real impatient, so I'll turn it over to her. Now, y'all don't go away. Bye-bye.
Pineapple, get out there. Hurry.
Oh, what do you want me to? I'm not even part of this. I just move stuff around.
But Pineapple, I'm not ready yet, and there are people out there. I can hear them breathing.
Well, it's a good thing they're breathing, Mildred. It means they're alive.
Ha-ha, Pineapple, that's not very funny. Please get out there and help me do something.
Oh, like what?
Well, all dogs know how to do tricks. Get out there and do a trick.
I don't know any.
Oh, of course
what
you
what
do.
What can I do?
Oh, you know tricks. Here, do this one.
Whoa! Oh, broke my nose. Thanks a lot, Mildred. Whoa! Oh, hi there. Well, there you are, and here I am. I guess it's up to me to get things going this morning. First of all, I am not Mildred. As you can plainly tell, you see, Mildred just lost her flip-flop just before the show started. She thought I ate it up. Not me, nope. I only chew on Brogans, yep. Anyway, she told I was supposed to come up here and do something. I don't know. Mildred!
Go ahead, Pineapple. Do something. I'm not ready yet.
Well, I am Pineapple the Wonder Dog. Yep, that's me. Yes, indeedy do. And listen, Mildred thinks I belong to her. Actually, she belongs to me, but don't tell her, okay?
Pineapple, that's boring. Don't tell them that. Entertain them.
Am I boring you? Well, I'm boring myself to tell the truth. Listen, I could tell you. Just be glad I'm not telling you jokes. Yes, indeedy do. My jokes are real dogs. That's a dog joke, yeah. Yeah, so's my trick. Hey, you want to know what my one trick is? Okay, well, I'll show you. See, it's the old roll over and play dead. Dumb, huh? Tacky, tacky, tacky. Mildred!
Not quite, Pineapple, almost. Keep going.
Oh, well, goodness gracious, I don't know what I'm going to do, I tell you. Oh, it is kind of nice up here, though, all the bright lights and all you nice-looking people out there. Yes, yes, I think I'm becoming infected by the Broadway fever. Yes, indeed. I won't roll over and play dead, but I will perform for you. I will sing. Arr! Listen, people used to show their appreciation by throwing shoes at me.
What? Pineapple, I'm ready.
Oh, too bad.
Yeah,
nope. I love it up here. Yes, indeedy do. I'm going to sing for these nice people.
Don't you dare. They'll all leave and there won't be anybody left to watch my show.
Oh, don't pay any attention to her, folks. Well, for my song, are you ready? Are you really ready?
Yeah.
Okay, then, here I go. A one, a two, a one, two, three, four.
Pineapple, that's enough. Now you go set up the stage and I'll introduce my show.
Well, you're going to be sorry someday, Mildred, that you stopped me when I become a big star. Good boy.
Oh, Pineapple, go on now. Hurry up. Be a good fella. Good morning, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. As Pineapple has told you, my name is Mildred, and I have a very special show for you today. One of the most famous shows in all the world. I'm sure you'll recognize when I introduce to you the wonderful and exciting... Pineapple, what are you doing? Set up the stage.
I can't.
Why not?
Because, I tell you, I'm all tangled up in these curtains.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, if you'll just excuse me for one moment and just amuse yourself, I'm sure you won't be sorry you waited. Just a moment, boys and girls. Just, Pineapple, I've never been so embarrassed in my life. What's the matter with you? Can't you do anything right? Come here and let me get you on the table.
Get me out of there.
Okay, you go up and finish the introduction, and I'll set up the stage.
Oh, you mean I can finish my song?
Don't you dare.
Mildred has forbidden me to sing my song. Is there anyone out there who would like to give a nice home to a sweet, kind, generous, thoughtful, obedient, sweet, sweet dog named Pineapple? Oh, listen,
Pineapple.
I'm even housebroke.
Pineapple, introduce the show or I'll tell them about some of your bad habits.
Okay. Well, I guess it's time to begin. Well, I think you would have liked my singing more. Anyway, without further ado, grab a hold of your hats and get a grip on your toes, because I'm about to introduce the show of shows. Yes, indeed, introducing that one and only Punch, the world's most famous puppet. Ta-da! What was that?
Pineapple, tell them the name of the show.
Excuse me. The name of this show is Punch and Judy. Take it away!
Hello, boys and girls. Mr. Punch is my name. I'm one of the most famous. As a matter of fact, I am the most famous puppet in the whole world, including Kermit the Frog and Miss Piggy. One of the reasons I'm so famous is because I've been around for so long, hundreds of years, in fact, and I haven't a single wrinkle to show for it, see? Not a one. Another reason I'm so very famous is because I get around. Yes, indeed, I've lived all over the world. Italy, France, England, and in every country, I tend to change my name just a little. Ha ha! I see some of you out there laughing. You think it's because the law's on my trail, but no. I'm a very law-abiding fellow.
What? Did you hear that, Judy? He said he's a law-abiding citizen. I don't believe it. He's pretending to be me, and I'm going to get up there and tell him off straight away.
Sit down, Mr. Punch. You mustn't be so loud. You're going to spoil the show.
How dare you tell me how to behave, Judy? Me own little wife talking to me that way? I tell you. Listen, you just hold your tongue right now.
But, Mr. Punch, listen. You're not going to be able to hear if you don't be quiet.
Look here, woman. You just hold your tongue right now. If you don't be quiet, I can't hear the show with all your chatter. Now sit down.
As I was saying, I'm very famous. And another reason I'm so famous is that I'm well known for my bravery. Yes, indeed, I'm not afraid of anyone or anybody. Not even the devil.
Oh, now you can't expect me to sit here, Judy, and take that.
Mr. Punch, listen.
Oh, listen, that little twerp's up there telling fibs about me. I'm going to challenge him straight off, I am, to a fisticuff.
Mr. Punch, listen, you can't do that. You must sit down.
It sounds as if we have an audience out there, which is very fine. It's always nice to get a little feedback if it's not too loud. That's right, Buster, so you better shut up and sit down. Growl a little bit, Pineapple. Show him we mean business.
Oh, now look at here. You can't scare me, bucko.
You can do better than that, Pineapple. Growl some more. That's
Mr.
Better.
Punch! Mr. Punch, where are you? Mr. Punch, come back. Oh, no. Mr. Punch, which way did you go? Come back here, Mr. Punch. Oh, no. I think he's got me going around in circles. Oh, Mr. Punch, Mr. Punch. Oh, I hope he didn't go to London without me.
Oi, where's that dog?
Oh, Mr. Punch, there you are. I don't see a dog anywhere.
What? Oh, surely you must have heard him. I thought you'd be frightened, slapped to death. You'd be in a dead faint right here.
Oh, Mr. Punch, why would I do that when I have such a brave man to protect me?
Oh, righto you are, Judy. Yes, I guess he didn't want to come out because he knew I was here. Yes, indeed he do.
Oh, well, Mr. Punch, there's just one thing I'd like to ask you.
And what's that, dearie?
Well, what were you doing behind me?
What? You don't think I was hiding, do you?
Oh, no, Mr. Punch, never.
Oh, that's what I think. I was suspect. I wouldn't do nothing. I'll just have to sit down, I guess.
Thank you for being quiet. The show will now go on. Now, where was I? Pineapple, what's my next line? Oh, yes. As I was saying, also, beyond my bravery, my good looks contribute to my fame. I'm sure all you ladies and young girls out there noticed how handsome I was the minute I stepped on. Why, I'm the envy of men all over the world and the ideal of women.
What? He said he's the handsomest man in the world? Well, I don't believe it. I am. There's never been a question about that, I tell you right off.
Shh, Mr. Punch, you mustn't be so loud. Now sit down.
Oh, look here, Judy. You just tell him how sweet and handsome I am. You go right ahead and tell him that. You do it.
Oh, but Mr. Punch, oh, goodness gracious me, oh, my.
Oh, now look here, Judy. I know. You tell him what a calm, thoughtful husband I am. You go right ahead and do that.
Who, Mr. Punch, should I do that? Oh, no.
Oh, listen here. Everybody knows I'm the most handsome. Just look at my nose. Look at it right there. It's much more artistic in shape. Even glows with health.
Oh, Mr. Punch, you said it was from the Florida sun. It got burned.
There's nothing more healthy for a nose than a little bit of a Florida tan. Judy, if you can't make anything but foolish remarks, don't say anything.
Oh, Mr. Punch, listen. You know, you should sit down. You're being so loud.
All right, I tell you. I'll just sit right here.
That's right. Pipe down. No one can hear the show. And if he doesn't quit making such noise and disturbance, I'm going to hit him right in the nose he's bragging about. I don't care if it is sunburned.
What? He's threatening me, Judy. He's threatening me.
Oh, Mr. Punch, calm down. After all, he's only a puppet.
What? Right you are, Judy. Righto, he is only a puppet, but still...
Shh! Sit down!
Now, where was I? Ah, yes, I was telling you about how handsome I am. Indeed. Why, just look at my eyes. Have you ever seen such eyes? They're like shiny, bright marbles or glittering pools of water. Why,